It's the Odd Drunk Podcast, a very strange podcast, the drunkest show in the world. It's Jackson and Colton talking out of their ass. We don't care
as long as drinks are poured.
Sometimes we have our friends here. We will talk about anything.
Anything.
We don't care as long as we have beer. And if you let that whiskey ring. The Odd Drunk Podcast.
Surprise me.
We're not doing anything weird.
Yeah.
welcome to the Odd Drunk Podcast with your hosts, Jackson and Colton, where nothing weird happens in the intro.
Or nothing. Nothing ever. We're a completely ordinary podcast.
We're such a completely ordinary podcast, our new spinoff show.
Yes.
Where we just talk about, I don't know, bureaucracy. We talk about just.
Yeah, finance.
Driving. Huh?
Finance.
Finance. Yeah. Bureaucracy. Taxes.
HR for the HR for the company I work at recently, because we have training that we do through our intranet, and they've started a podcast.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like for the company?
That's pretty wow. So it's just a couple of the HR people and training people talking about work and the podcast.
Well, this week, Jim a couple new hires.
Well,
and
yeah.
Blah 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 blah.
And it's a podcast. We can listen to it through our training programs, and they talk about the field and stuff. And I haven't listened to it yet because I'm not going to unless they make me. But I appreciate their gusto. I would not have the same gusto about human resources.
But, yeah, the drudgery of that. Anyways, of course I am lying to you. It's the Odd Drunk Podcast. It gets crazy here sometimes. But tonight we are doing an albums review episode once again.
Yeah. Always a good time.
One of our favorite reoccurring series. We get to listen to music. And also, quick announcement. And yeah, we are running late on releasing this, recording this. But quick announcement. I just made us a TikTok for the Odd Drunk Pod.
Yeah.
It should be in the link tree, or we might do a separate link for it in the description. You'll see. But yeah, it's Odd Drunk Pod, just like our Instagram. Just search us there. There's nothing there right now.
Yeah.
There might be one TikTok associated with this episode. And what's great about that, I can make a little clip of like different bits and pieces of songs for like the album review.
Yeah.
I could do a little. TikTok, I even thought about doing
TikTok is a like, little friendlier than Spotify and Apple Podcasts about clips from songs.
Oh, friendlier. It's the Wild West there. And also, you know, I'm not going to do it tonight because I don't really have anything interesting. But, you know, drink reviews, I might film them on the spot on the podcast and then boom, TikTok it. And then boom, there you go.
I'm going to be trying to pull clips from when I'm editing the episodes for if there's some funny stuff to. to throw up there.
Well, you know, there's bias, of course.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we have a TikTok now. We'll see if I end up committing to that, but it should be fun.
Yeah, we'll be about as active on that as we are on our Twitch channel. No, hopefully we actually are active on that. I think it's a cool.
No, it's gonna be fun. It'll be fun to play around with.
At least until Congress bans TikTok. But
That's so stupid. And by the way, I've I haven't been on Facebook for a while. Like I came on a couple times for certain things, but I've been mostly logged off, and that's been so nice.
Yeah.
I haven't gone as far as saying like deactivating my account or anything, because there's a lot there that would be nice to keep as far as
I
memories and whatever. But
occasionally go on
like,
Facebook, but
here's the deal.
it's not very
I
often
love
these
how
days.
Congress is getting in a their panties in a twist. Are their underwear in a twist? Are their bras in a twist? Are their t-shirts in a twist? Whatever they're wearing. Congress is getting off, frazzled about TikTok and about, oh, they're accessing people's information, and it's all because it's a Chinese company. Every other social media company does the same exact thing, and probably worse things than TikTok.
Yeah. Wasn't the
But
CEO
TikTok's
of
catching all the.
TikTok not even Chinese? He's from Singapore.
I can't. Well, yeah, tech. Yeah, I can't speak
That's
on that.
I mean I
I just
don't.
know he had to testify before Congress, and TikTok USA is a separate entity. But either way, any social media you're on,
Yeah.
you don't have privacy, at least not within the system itself. Like, people that work for Meta, aka Facebook, which includes Instagram, Facebook, I think Snapchat as well. I think they bought them. Either way,
Yeah.
and probably other stuff, other bullshit. They're gonna have access to your shit, and yeah, I don't think it's right, but it just is what it is. Well,
Is like when people
like,
you had
Facebook's malware. It's
those
malware.
yeah. Oh
It
yeah.
intercepts files on your device
Well,
that
this
you
is
have
like
no idea about.
when during the
Anyways.
middle of like COVID when you had some far out conspiracy theorists talking about the COVID vaccines, their way of trying to track you. It's like, oh yeah, you think that
You're worried about that
you
tracking
th
you?
yeah they think that you
You're
think that they need that to track you when you
Yeah.
have Facebook and a
If
cell
you're
phone.
on the internet, or hell, even if you just have a phone, you're being tracked. The whole, oh, you talk about something and then it shows up in your ads.
Yeah.
It's not a coin, it's real, man. Anyways,
Yeah.
let's get into the album reviews.
Yeah. Well,
There's plenty more we could talk about
couple things we
outside
gotta
of
do
that.
first
Yeah,
before we get into
let's
the albums. One is hey
reel them up.
Jackson, what you drinking? I see you've got a spooky goblet there.
Yeah, I got a spooky wine glass here.
Some
It's one of
mystery
my
drink in
favorites.
there. Yeah.
It has a unambiguous wine in it. No, it's just a red wine. I mean, I forgot, I forgot that I had $500 worth of wine just sitting in the subscription service,
Oh,
and I
right.
completely, like, I stopped paying for it for a while, but I'm like, shit, I could have wine for months and months, like for the rest of the year, and it's already paid for. And I
Yeah.
might as well use it because I already paid for it. So
Right.
yeah, I'm gonna be drinking a lot of wine on this show again, and for other reasons. I want to lay off beer and all that stuff for a while.
Yeah. Wine's good. I should drink more wine.
And
I've been laying off liquor a little bit more. Not exactly on purpose, more just because I really have not wanted to have bottles in the house. So I've
No.
just been not, occasionally I'll have a shot of whiskey with a beer if I go to a bar, but
Right,
I've
right, right.
been not buying liquor very often.
Well, it's also expensive.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
It's
It's
doing that all the time. I
expensive.
remember when we first started this show, for a while, actually, we really committed on getting a new thing every week. For
Yeah.
each episode, a themed beer, and we'll still do that here and there if it makes sense, if it's just perfect, or we just feel like it. But yeah, for a while there, we were always getting something new. And that,
except for when we were broke.
Well, even when I was broke, I still tried. I still made an effort to do something. But yeah, then we just started. We just kind of gave up.
I make some effort sometimes, still.
Depending on the episode, if it's a really special one or a cool, just something that makes sense. Like, I remember when we did our Vikings episode, like, mead just made perfect sense for that.
Right. Yeah.
And I like mead. So it wasn't just for the episode. It just,
yeah,
it worked out.
When we
that
did
way.
the Wolverine commentary a few episodes
I know,
back,
I should have had sake.
I completely would have gotten sake if it had crossed my mind.
Honestly,
it just didn't cross my mind. As
I'm probably gonna have some pretty soon. That's one of my favorite summer
I love sake
drinks, actually.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
I like it
But
cold.
I like it hot.
Fair enough.
I think sake is refreshing and lighter tasting than beer.
Well, I don't think a hot spot of sake on a 90-degree day.
Well,
here
no,
would be
I wouldn't
the
drink
most
hot sake.
Experience.
No, I like it cold too. What are you talking about, Jackson? You eat ice cream in the middle of December. You drink hot sake in the middle of July. That's how it works.
You drink hot chocolate in July, and then you have a milkshake in January.
Yeah, you're just it's common sense. You're just matching up the temperatures.
Yeah, right.
It's
it's
like
cold, you put
it's
more
like
cold
when you're
in.
pairing wine with food, red wine goes with red meat, you know.
Yeah,
Cold
cold
drinks
food goes
go
with
cold in cold weather.
Yeah, because
And vice versa.
That's
Yeah.
exactly how that works and exactly what you would want.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Anyways, let's get into this. We don't have a lot of time tonight.
Yeah. I do want to talk real briefly, because I think one of these albums is not going to take very long to talk about.
Well, it wouldn't take long to listen to.
Yeah. it's kind of I cheated a little bit with this one.
Well, I almost wanted to cheat as well in a different sense. I'll explain.
I watched the first couple episodes of Fallout this morning. As we're recording this, I know you've watched it. I don't know if have you finished it yet?
No, I just watched first two episodes. I don't want to blast through it, and I also want to be able to really watch it,
yeah,
you know, sit down, not do anything else, and, you know, blast it, and yeah, just really enjoy it. What do you think? I mean, I know
I
you
just
told
yeah
me,
I just want to give a quick like first impressions. I'm really impressed with it.
It's really good stuff.
Yeah.
It had me geeking out the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, every little. Like, okay. If you know nothing about Fallout, you can get the gist and be like, okay, it's post-apocalyptic America. Yeah, after a nuclear war and everything's like 1950s future. Okay.
Yeah.
Throw us into this world. But if you've played, like, all the games like we have, you will spot every prop, every
Yeah.
costume, every reference, every
It's all
set. Like,
I was sitting on my couch
pure, it
pointing
is
at the
literally the
TV
game.
going, those tomato plants are the same style tomato plants that you can plant at your settlements in
Well, the
Fallout 4.
squirrel on a stick, you
Yeah.
know,
The iguana.
I think I saw Sunset Sarsaparilla somewhere,
Yeah.
In background, Nuka Cola, like all that stuff, the stim packs, the weapons, the. And also not even just
She
the
gets injured
props.
in the first episode, and I'm
Yeah,
sitting on the couch
it's a
being
stim
like, go get
pack.
a stim pack. And that's what she
That's what I said,
does.
and she does.
She gets a stim pack.
And then they even do vats, kind of. I mean, it's not like an in-universe thing, but they do the slow motion thing and like the
Yeah.
excessive gore and like all
Oh,
that.
yeah. That's
And
the other
Walton
thing.
Goggins' character.
Oh, he's
love him.
fantastic.
I don't
Yeah.
want to spoil much. I think it's pretty obvious like who he is. But
Yeah.
he's great in it. I mean, and like our vault dweller protagonist, I don't know the actress's name, but she's really good. She's the point of view character. She's the player character,
Yeah. Yeah.
essentially. It's similar to Fallout 3. Her dad gets kidnapped, etc.
Yeah, classic Fallout plot.
Set up, yeah. But and then you have a Brotherhood of Steel guy that's kind of just this shit on like pawn.
Yeah. I like that the brother, I like so far, I like how they portray the Brotherhood of Steel. They're they've got guys like the main, like this Maximus, who are is Maximus. Trying to actually be a good guy, but then you also have the asshole jocks.
Grunt.
Like,
yeah, I mean, just
because the Brotherhood of Steel is
well, they're all
wildly
based off the...
inconsistent in how it, how they're portrayed, but the way they explain that is
and the,
like
the power
no
armor.
Yeah. Well, they're wildly
awesome.
Inconsistent in how they're portrayed in the games, like from game to game, like their ideologies and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's explained away by saying they're not a unified force across the entire country. There's factions, and
there's
they all
different
operate
factions,
differently. And
yeah.
Some of them are good, some of them suck.
And I love how the power armor is depicted. Well, it's a real prop. I mean, it's a real suit with CGI added to it for certain things that happens. But like they have weight to them, and it, you know, it's just like the game, you know, in Fallout 4 where you step into it and all that stuff. And we had some Brad Roaches, but anyways,
and dog meat is a good dog.
Yeah.
As
and just
they
also
should
it
be.
Just has the not just the props and costume design and sets and all that. It just has the zany weirdness
Yeah.
Of
It
Fallout, and it has
the sense of humor of Fallout,
yeah, the sense of humor, the
where it's
tone,
like, it's like
even
really,
gameplay elements like
yeah,
the Simpact thing, and then like Vats, and like you know, they have their Pip Boys, and like
yeah
I was looking at the Pip Boys on the show, and I'm like, that's just pulled from the game,
yeah
like the
yeah
menu, this
it's
And
and
obviously, I
there's
mean, Todd
references
Howard's
to
executive
some of the,
producer,
yeah,
you know, Bethesda's
there's it's mostly aesthetically based off of like Fallout 4 and 76, but
but it
like
takes place.
there's like 10 years after
This
seven
takes
or
place
four, I
in
mean, something like that.
Fallout 1 and, you know, SoCal LA.
Yeah, well, there's references to like the older games too. In the shop window, there's some Pip Boys that are the style of Pip Boy from Fallout 1 and 2. So,
well, and what I, without getting spoily, but what I really like is it's in the Fallout universe. It's not like a remake of any game.
Yeah.
You know, it's set in the Fallout universe, in the
Yeah.
timeline. So theoretically, they could make a game kind of based off of this, or, you know, I don't know, you know, who knows.
Yeah. Or the next game can reference stuff that happened in the show. You know?
Yeah, like story events. But obviously, I've only watched 2 episodes, but yeah, it's great so far.
Yeah, I've not read any in-depth reviews.
I've heard there's references to the New California Republic.
Yeah,
And
so that is obviously I'm only a
New
couple
Vegas.
episodes in as well, but that is the one nitpick from like some Fallout fans, is that they kind of nuke the NCR, as in the NCR people.
Yeah.
Fallout fans, or a lot of Fallout fans have, I don't know where they're getting this idea that
I have a presumption that
NCR was basically in California, had basically actually started to rebuild society proper. I don't know. I'm not an expert on Fallout lore. I don't know where people are getting that idea.
Right. Well, people that haven't played or know nothing about the first couple games, I guess.
Yeah, because the first couple of games take place on the West Coast in NCR territory, and they don't portray it that way. I saw some people on Reddit being like, oh, the NCR had rebuilt society to almost pre-war like standard of living. I'm like,
no.
Where are you getting this idea? But no, I haven't read any in-depth reviews because I don't want spoilers, but I've generally heard
Well, I
people
mean,
who
if you
have
know
watched all
lore,
episodes say it's fantastic, and so far
one of
I
the only
agree.
one of if one of the only cities, if not the only city in the United States to functionally survive is New Vegas. They get nuked. Mr. House I forgot what exactly, like, what his protocol, like, everything he did to prevent that. But if they end up going to New Vegas in season two or something, that's going to be wild.
I would love that.
And a lot of people have the presumption that Todd Howard is, like, anti-New Vegas. He's not at all.
No. They don't
it's just
seem...
They
don't seem to like to talk about New Vegas very much.
Because Bethesda didn't make it.
Yeah, like, it's not that...
They don't
Todd
feel
Howard
like they have as much
certainly
ownership
isn't
on
anti-New Vegas in the sense of they don't like the game or they don't like the lore or anything like that, but... Bethesda people generally don't like avoid it in conversation. And the best theory I've heard on why that is basically when New Vegas was made, that was before Bethesda had really blown up as a company.
Yeah.
Like with Skyrim.
But you know,
and Obsidian, or I mean just New Vegas, but what Obsidian
the
did
from Obsidian
is
worked on the first couple Fallout games.
Yeah. But it's kind of like Fallout 3 was pretty well received, and then they outsourced the second Fallout game with them, and it just people like to just talk that one up a lot, and Bethesda, I think it makes them uncomfortable, is all.
But you know, leave it to modders to give us. I mean, I don't think there any of them's out, but you can play certain parts of the map. But like, leave it to modders to give us remakes of New Vegas.
You can play Point Lookout in Fallout 4 now.
Yeah,
like the Point Lookout DLC from
but
Fallout
like,
3.
I know Bethesda
has been by modders completely remade in Fallout 4.
Oh, the whole wow,
the entire DLC. It's amazing. I haven't
awesome.
Played it myself, but I've seen a bunch of clips of it. It's
but,
phenomenal.
You know, I know it's not Bethesda's thing to do. I mean, they hardly even they'll update their games right at the wrong, point in time.
Yeah.
You know, after modders, the modpocalypse for Fallout 4 is coming up again.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Fallout 4 needs a next
but
gen
like,
update, but
it needs it, especially for console players. But like, Bethesda isn't known, or they haven't done any kind of remake or anything, but they would make buku bucks on like Fallout 3 and New Vegas remakes or remasters.
Dude, I
well,
mean,
I would want a remake at least.
I would love a
Even
remake,
just on the new creation engine.
But even if they did a remaster where they just fixed the games.
Right.
Just maybe some texture upscaling, maybe some better lighting.
Yeah, some AI
maybe
upscaling.
Maybe some quality of life improvements, but just fixed the damn games. Yeah, I know it would break mods. We'd have to start all over again with that, but I would take a vanilla fixed Fallout New Vegas than a mod over a modded current Fallout
Well,
New
I got the
Vegas.
Steam Deck coming in, so that
Yeah.
would be nice.
I have been playing New Vegas on the Steam Deck recently, completely vanilla, and it has all the problems you would expect New Vegas to have, but honestly, it runs really, really well.
I would hope so. Well,
well,
you're playing
what
it
I mean,
portably, so.
well, what I mean is like New Vegas vanilla
Yeah,
on the Steam Deck
without patches
runs
and
like
stuff.
works fine. Yeah, it's
Anyways.
not perfect, but
All right.
Yeah,
That's
done with
enough.
that. We're doing album reviews.
Let's get into the discussion. So yeah, we're doing album reviews, and I think more than any other episode, this is the most polarized, like tonally and just genre, like it complete opposite albums.
Even when
that
we
we
don't
have
try to
here.
have a theme for the album reviews, we generally kind of come up with a theme, and
Kind of
this is
lines up,
the
or at
theme
least,
is polar opposites.
Or at least, you know, whoever like decides, like whenever I send you an idea, I'm like, oh, I want to do this album on my end. Or if you tell me the same thing, I will usually, maybe not intentionally, but kind of subconsciously pick one that kind of lines up with it, the other. But no, this time, yeah, opposite ends of the spectrum. And, you know, the playlist is going to get more and more fucked.
I love our
Audrey
playlist,
playlist.
though. It's a great playlist.
But Got a little bit of everything from every album we've talked about. But yeah,
Oh,
this episode. All
also,
right.
by the way, I didn't say what I was drinking real quick. I've had it
Oh, yeah.
before. This is the Moondoor Dunkel from Wibby Brewing out of Denver.
Moondoor Dunkel.
Yeah, it's a Dunkel's like a Oktoberfest, like dark lager-ish German style. Wibby's out of Denver. They specialize in German style beers. So
Nice.
I've had it before on the show. It's good stuff. We can continue now, though.
Well, you know, spring is the fall of the summer, you know what I mean? Well, of the winter? Of no. Spring's a good time where you can still have winter beers and
Yeah.
transition into summer
It is
beers.
the fall of the other part of the year.
Yeah, it's on the other side of the spectrum. Yeah, the seasons, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
It's
so yeah,
just
we got some
fall
cool
in
albums here.
reverse is all it is.
Yeah, it's Fall in Reverse, that's a band. Anyways, we got some cool stuff here, and I'll explain why I picked mine. Honestly, it was legitimately just what I was listening to. I was like, it
Yeah.
would be cool to talk about.
One of these was what I
But
was listening to. The other was, I don't know. It was just the when I thought, what's an older album I can pick that I would like to talk about? This is, for whatever reason, the first thing that popped in my
yeah.
head.
Well,
So.
what are we talking about? So, in well, I'll tell you mine.
Yeah.
So, I picked System of a Down, and I picked Mesmerize. I almost went as far as doing Mesmerize and Hypnotize because actually, they're supposed to be put together, even though they're separate
Right.
albums. It's really just like one big album.
Yeah.
You know, but I picked Mesmerize, and I have a few, well, I have a couple different reasons for why I picked that one in particular. But I was listening to System Down anyways. I get back into them every once in a while. I was super into them way long ago, 15 years ago. Got
Yeah.
into them again in college. And just recently started listening again, and I have a newfound, every time with System of a Down, I get a newfound like understanding and respect for their
This is
music.
this was
And
we'll get into it, but this was my first time ever listening to a whole album of theirs. And I was
I'm glad I
impressed.
picked this one.
I liked it.
Well, a couple things. I picked this one because it's not one that, well, I've listened to all these songs before, pretty much, you know, disconnected from the album and playlist and whatever. But the album I listened to the most, and you know, this is a bit basic, I guess, as a System of a Down fan, was Toxicity. You know, the album cover, it's like Hollywood, but it's
Yeah.
System of a Down.
It's got Chop Suey on it.
It's got Chop Suey on it. It's
Yeah.
got Toxicity on it. It's a great album, also. I mean, I could have easily picked it and just, you know, defended, you know, that it's not overrated. But I don't think any System of a Down album is overrated. In fact, I think they're more underrated than overrated.
Yeah.
Because I'll talk about it more, but System of a Down, they're my favorite and maybe my only favorite nu metal band.
Yeah.
Because they are so, there's no one else like them. I mean, yeah, there's imitators, but like, you immediately know. I mean, as soon as the song plays, it's System Down. That's Serj on vocals
Yeah.
and Darren on, you know, but
Again,
immediately. And
we'll get
their
into
Armenian roots play a huge part in that,
yeah.
you know, but yeah, I
That
picked Mesmerize. It came out 2005, May 2005.
yes.
For the other album, actually, yeah, I'll get mine out of the way, then you can talk about yours. The
Yeah,
other
yeah.
album I picked for my new album, also a band I've been listening to recently that I kind of got into recently, last couple months, kind of discovered them on YouTube, The Warning.
Yeah.
And this is a new band. And
formed
that
in like 2013 or something like that.
Yeah, well, when they were like 13 years old. Like,
yeah.
but yeah, and this is their like first big studio album under a record label, I believe, under Lava Records. Three sisters from Mexico, and they kick ass. And
yeah,
they're like
this was fantastic.
Younger than us.
Yeah.
A couple years younger than us, I think. But either way,
and they're a
three
piece
three
band.
They're a three piece band.
It's amazing for
like
the sound that they get. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge sound. And yeah, and they're three sisters from Monterrey, Mexico. And yeah, most of their songs are English. You know, it makes sense because they want to get big and whatever and get mainstream. But they also have Spanish songs and they're really good as well. But this album I picked, I was close to picking another one by them. But this one has the highest production quality of what they've done. And it's also, I mean, I would say it's got more of the singles in it. And I'm really looking forward to their album coming out this summer. I believe it's Keep Me Fed or something like that. Hell You Call Dream. But they have some cool new singles coming out for that. And it's looking to potentially be even better than this last one. Or at
Hell
least
yeah.
on par. But yeah, they're great stuff. And yeah, they're just good old, you know, just high octane, hard rock, just rock and roll. You know, in the modern sense. But they don't. There's not a lot of the tropes of like a lot of like new hard rock bands, especially like in the 2000s, where there's a lot of pick sweeping and like screaming and just like,
oh yeah, no, it's,
you know, like Disturbed type of stuff. No, this is like cool. This is like a lot of it reminds of their stuff reminds me of Royal Blood. You know,
there's
a lot of their. But yeah,
I
it's just big
I
sound.
got some almost like in some of their guitar, like guitar riffs and some of the vocals, almost like some like Dead Kennedys even in there. Like there's this was I liked this one a lot. It was good. Yeah.
And yeah, it's just big and epic. But it's also like the production's big and epic, but like musically it doesn't go. Oh, well, I'll talk about it more. But anyways, yeah, warning. And yeah, it's, I'm probably going to mispronounce their names. Daniela, Paulina, and Alejandra, all sisters. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's their band. And I'll tell you about how they, their origin stories and whatever. But
sweet.
But yeah, those are albums I picked. And yeah, that one just came out last, no, in 2022. It came
June
out 24th,
2022.
Yeah.
Those right here. Yeah.
But either way, those are albums I picked.
Listened to both of your albums during my lunch breaks. They fit the length of the albums fit very nicely into my lunch breaks.
Can I quickly tell you another reason why I picked these?
Yeah.
And another reason why I've been listening to these. This kind of stuff in general. I've been playing a lot of Helldivers, and it's just been hype music to listen to while I spread democracy.
Yeah,
and you know,
I could
kill
see that.
Robots
yeah.
and bugs.
Yeah.
You know, in Helldivers, a quick thing. We actually defeated the automatons. Like the player base defeated them. That faction.
Damn.
Like we wiped them off the face of the galaxy. Right.
That's awesome.
But now they're invading again. So there's a whole new season and everything, but
yeah, that's cool though. That's cool. You won.
Yeah. Yeah.
speaking of fighting bugs, I did download Deep Rock Galactic.
Yeah, I have.
That's
it.
A lot of fun.
I just gotta play.
Yeah.
It,
but anyway, I went polar opposite.
Yep.
From you, not on purpose. I think we both just had ideas for what we wanted to talk about, and this is how it worked out. So the first album I picked is Life's a Riot with Spy Versus Spy by Billy Bragg. This is just, I really like Billy Bragg, especially his early stuff. This album
British folk.
is kind of a special one for me. It's barely an album.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's more of an EP. I mean, the version that I have act found has l the live songs as
So
well,
there's
so
seven songs on the original album,
yeah.
and it basically, like, it would be by today's standards, it would be an EP, but for when it came
Well,
out,
seven songs, and a couple of them are like 2 minutes, or, you know.
when it came out, I guess just because of, like, the number of songs, it skirted by as being counted as an album.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm totally down to like actually just talk about EPs as well. It can be anything, but
But this is
but
a fun album. We'll get into it when we get to it, but I really like Billy Bragg. He's
when it's
British
just
Woody.
him on the electric guitar, I mean,
Yeah, he's just British Woody Guthrie, basically.
yeah.
But
Is he playing on a telly on that album, or what is he playing on, a
I
telly
don't
or a
know what
Strat?
he plays on
I
in
think it
the
was a
album.
telly.
It
But
sounds
either
like
way.
a telly. If you look up images of him, he has all sorts of different guitars that he's played
Yeah,
over the
but it's
years.
definitely electric.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's cool. I like it when a guy just gets, because you always see somebody come up with an acoustic, and that's expected. But when someone comes
Yeah.
up with electric by themselves, it's like, whoa. This
Yeah.
is, you know,
I mean,
someone really missed
you gotta kind of, you gotta be
make a
confident
statement.
in yourself to go up with
Yeah.
just an electric guitar, but I think a lot of people have an idea that you can't play just by yourself with an electric guitar, and that's not true at all. You totally can. You just got to do
I
it
played
right.
by myself on electric guitar earlier today, and it was fun. A little sad, but
And
fun.
then the second album I picked is Cousin by Wilco. Came
Yeah, I really
out in
enjoyed that.
last year in September, so September 2023.
It's on their latest.
We've talked about Wilco a bit.
And the Billy, wait, real quick, the Billy Bragg album that came out in 83.
Yes, 83.
The version I listened to, the 30th anniversary edition,
Yeah, it was 2000
which is the
something,
easiest one to
I think.
find
It's the only one you can find, I don't think.
online, at least.
Yeah. But yeah, I picked Wilco. I've been listening to it recently. I like it a lot. We've talked about Wilco a bit on the podcast in general.
Jeff
We
Tweedy.
talked about
We
Jeff
did
Tweedy
Uncle
when we did Uncle
Tupelo.
Tupelo, yeah, for the album
Yep.
reviews. This is their most recent one. It's their first album in
10 years.
13 years, I think, that they worked with an outside producer.
Oh,
So, and
okay.
that's so that's a big deal for them. And I also think it's their best album since, like, 2011.
Wow.
We'll get into that. Yeah.
All right. So there's a bit of an introduction. And the way we do these album reviews, we go in chronological order. So naturally, we're going to start with the oldest album. And this one probably is not going to take long. But Billy Bragg.
Yeah. Billy Bragg.
Tell us all about it. Why you pick it? What's so special about it
I really like this album.
to you?
There was a period of time a few years ago where I was doing like some landscaping work. So I
Oh, I thought you were about to
listened to a
say I
lot
was.
of
There's a
album.
period of time I was on heroin, and it was a really dark time.
Yeah,
But
no,
it's like, oh, I didn't know about
I was doing landscaping work, so
your
I had a
landscaping work.
lot of summer days with headphones and outside
Yeah.
working. And that was my summer that I listened to a lot of British folk punk stuff. we've talked
Well,
about
and this,
Frank Turner
I
on the
mean,
podcast before. That's when I got into Frank Turner
yep.
as well. And this is one of those albums. I also thought about picking this one because
We did Frank Turner
we
a
yeah, we
review,
did.
right? Yeah.
So that's kind of when I fell in love with this, like, Billy Bragg's solo early stuff like this. It's also appropriate because probably Billy Bragg's most well-known stuff in the States is his collaborations with Wilco.
Right. Yeah.
back in late 2010 or late 2000s. I mean, he did a two album collaboration with Wilco of a bunch of unrecorded Woody Guthrie songs.
That's awesome.
But this is has a runtime of 15 minutes and 57 seconds. Like I said, it barely skirted by on being an album at all. I think it was just because of technically the number of songs and the British like
Right,
requirements at the
yeah.
time for being an
Figure
LP.
that would just be an EP, but
The original album played at 45 RPM rather than 33 and a third RPM.
yeah, it was on a single.
But this album, Anna, I'm curious to some of your thoughts on it. What any songs in here that you liked?
Yeah, let me look at the list again. I mean, the opening track, Milkman of Human Kindness, you immediately know what you're getting into, and it's good. I mean, if you're expect like I mean like I said, I mean, we have polar opposite genres and like types of albums here. No, it's literally just Billy Bragg singing and strumming on a guitar.
It's just
But
a
it's
British guy with an electric guitar who thinks he's Woody Guthrie. That's
but no, it's really good stuff. I will have to say I found an easier time listening to it like in bed or like while I was driving, because I could focus on it a bit more and also kind of zone out.
It's
And
not.
I can kind of say the same thing about the Wilco album, but I would say they're both really good driving albums, driving music, but also and I don't mean that in any negative
Yeah,
connotation,
I would
like
say
just to zone out
the
too.
Wilco album is a background music album, not in a bad
That's
way,
definitely, yeah, that one
but
definitely
it
is.
is though.
But no, I mean, it's a quick, it's a quick brief listen, but it's, I mean, you know more about it. I mean, I didn't look too much into like the lyrics and, I just kind of
I mean,
listened to
his
it,
general
did
themes are
laundry.
basically either workers' rights
Yeah.
or love.
Sometimes both.
Sometimes both.
They go hand in hand.
New England, track number four on New England, was the big hit that came out of it. Christy McCall did a single of it later on, a few years later, which was a hit. And
Right.
that's basically just like a love song. It's a really good one. The other one I think is notable is To Have It, To Have and To Have Not, which was covered by Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards
Oh,
later
yeah.
on. The other one that I really like is The Man in the Iron Mask, because that's like kind of a it's in a minor key, I guess. That's it's not complicated music. It's
No, but it does change. Yeah, it does kind of. The album kind of switches gears there. Well, actually, I would say it switches gears at New England, actually. But like, yeah, I mean, New England's 2 minutes, just over 2 minutes. The longest song here on this record is Richard,
Oh yeah.
2 minutes 51 seconds.
Yeah.
That's the
And
song.
the shortest one is Lover's
But
Town
there's
Revisited,
nothing
which is
wrong with that. In
a
fact,
minute and 19 seconds.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, and especially with folk punk and folk. I mean, sometimes you just get straight to the point, get your message out there, you know, no frills, just get the message out there. And even going to the System of a Down album and a lot of their songs, they don't overstay their welcome. They just
No.
literally punch, get the message out there. We'll talk about it, but you know,
Yeah. If any
it's
of
just
these albums
aggressive.
maybe
It's
some
just.
at some points overstays its welcome, it might be Wilco. But I don't think it does.
Well,
I think it's a problem
it's not
Wilco's
that
had in the past that I think they
Wilco.
overcome a little bit in this album.
Yeah. But anyways, but yeah, I like how it's just he's just getting his message out there,
Yeah,
and it's
he has since, I mean, his first few albums kind of continue this trend of the him with electric guitar. So his like second album is like, I don't remember what it's called off the top of my head. It's like talking with a tax man about poetry or something like that. I think that's it.
Brewing Up with Billy Bragg in 84, then Talking with Taxman About Poetry in 86.
Right. But he these days he's more of a folk musician, so he's gravitated away from the punk stuff. He I don't know, it's kind of funny if you read up on him a little bit because he in recent news he's headlines about him have been about he's been very active in supporting trans rights. And I read a very entertaining article about that was obviously from some conservative British lady talking about how that's terrible and how we all know that the trans rights people are working for the man, so you can't be a workers' activist and be trans right. It was hilarious.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I like Billy Bragg. I don't think there's a, you know, why this is why I felt okay going on a tangent about Fallout, because I don't think there's much to say about this album other than a couple of the standout tracks and just I think Billy Bragg is a really, really unique musician. And this is a his first album was is very good.
Yeah, no, I mean
And
it's
that
cut to the
album cover though,
chase.
that album art. That's a that's I love that album art.
Well, it reminds me of Joe Strummer's album,
Oh yeah, Streetcore.
Streetcore. Yeah,
Yeah.
just the orange and like this one's got the what? It's like a lantern or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Lantern on the front, and then Streetcore's got the spring. I don't know. It's just the colors. I don't know. I don't know if that means anything or Joe Strummer did that on purpose or it's just a coincidence. But
Yeah, I don't
it
know.
reminded me of Streetcore, just the cover.
Yeah. But I like it. It's a simple album cover. It's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on, I'd say, to
And yeah, you'll see all these album covers and possibly some snippets on TikTok, but
Yeah,
you'll see it on
hopefully.
our Instagram as well.
But the next album chronologically is one of yours. Yeah, jumping
Yeah, so
forward about
Mesmerite.
20 years.
Yeah, jumping forward 20-ish years and many genres. Mesmerize, System of a Down, which is the first half of their like double album release with Hypnotize. And Hypnotize, also great, is their last album. They've done a few singles that coincided with the Arminian Fund and
Yeah.
you know, gaining support there. But yeah, Mesmerize, the first of that double album. I you know, I can't go as actually, I mean, I would say it is the better of the two, but they are both very good, and you know, you could argue either way, and you know, you could sway me either way,
Yeah.
because they both have really huge highs, and just distinctive songs from System of a Down, like different stuff, but it's still System of a Down. But I picked this one in particular. I mean, yeah, it's got BYOB, which is one of their huge
That's a good one.
hits and
Yeah.
one of their huge, recognizable ones. Why You Always Send the Poor,
Yeah.
Dancing in the Desert, all that stuff. But it's also got songs like Cigarro, which
Oh,
one of the
yeah.
lyrics are,
I
"My
like
cock
that
is
one.
bigger than yours."
Yeah. I gotta
And
say,
then
with this
Violent
album,
Pornography.
yeah, that's another one I like. I gotta say with this album, so I had mentioned I had this is the first time I'd sat down and listened to any of their albums totally.
Yeah.
I've never really liked System of a Down, but I've never given them a chance.
Right.
Mainly because I don't know, a lot of the people that I
Well, and
have,
they kind of became a meme,
yeah.
with Chop
It's like
Suey
Chop
and
Suey, which I don't like that song. A lot of the people I've known over the years, not everyone, obviously not like not you, but a lot of people who are fans of them are the types of like I had coworkers back when I lived in LA who
yeah.
were like this, that were metalheads that took themselves too seriously.
Right,
And
yeah.
System of a Down was the type of metal they listened to.
Right. Well, and
So I
they're
always kind of
very
just avoided listening to them.
political, ideological,
Yeah.
every
But so
yeah.
I listened to this and I had a realization. They're not the System of a Down. They're just a bunch of silly boys with electric guitars.
Well, it pissed a lot of people off, but yeah, I mean,
I
they
know
do
that they
some
have
silly
serious
stuff,
themes in their lyrics and stuff like that,
but they have
but the
fun
musicality,
with
they're having fun with it.
they're
They're
having fun with it,
actually.
and I mean, like, going back to Violent Pornography, I mean, the lyrics are literally, I mean, for the most part, everybody, 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 everybody fucks everybody,
Yeah,
and
like
that's
they're
it. But
having fun
they
with
are
it.
making a point. They are making a point that, it's crazy and it's so bad that you can just, the kind of
Yeah.
shit you get on your TV,
Yeah. Like of course they have serious
what's happening to
themes and
us.
they are serious musicians and they're very
But it's
the
fun,
composition
right?
is very well done and all of that, but
Yes.
what I found was from listening to this album, I get the impression that System of a Down fans take themselves more seriously than System of a Down takes themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you
That's
could say that for a lot of bands.
what I got from this.
I had a buddy that was a huge System Down fan. He actually kind of got me into him a long time ago. And he still is, but he was one of the fun ones. Like,
Yeah.
he had fun with it. Like, but
I just met the people.
well, they have an
I just
album.
knew the people who were too serious
One of
about
their albums is
it.
called Steal This Album. It came out a few years before this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 2002.
But I loved this. This was great. It was
Well,
just from
yeah,
beginning
and
to end, it was a great album.
let me
I
tell you
loved
the
it.
songs. The songs here. Here's some songs here that this is why I picked this album, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like I said earlier, yeah, everyone knows BYOB. They won a Grammy for it, for crying out loud. And yeah, it's a
Yeah.
crazy song, and
That's a
but
great
it's a
one.
good one. It's, but Radio Video.
Yeah.
Violent Pornography, Question. I want to talk about Question.
Yeah.
And Lost in
I
Hollywood
was gonna say Lost in
is an
Hollywood was one that stood
amazing,
out to me, yeah.
like, ballad. And
Yeah.
Hypnotize, the answer to Lost in Hollywood is kind of, they have Lonely Day and they have Holy Mountains. But, like, on this album, that's the big ballad. But, like, going back to what I was saying earlier, none of these songs overstay their welcome. So,
No,
long
yeah.
track here, Lost in Hollywood, 5 minutes, 20 seconds, which, I mean, for metal bands, that's not even
That's
like, That's mid. That's mid-length for a lot of metal songs on average. And then, Soldier Side, which doesn't really count, it's just an intro. It's a minute. And then the shortest track is well, Cigarro short, but This Cocaine Makes Me Feel Like I'm On This Song. Which that's a fun one.
That was fun.
But then they have funny lyrics in there and stuff, but they are very political, and they come from war-torn
When I said
Armenia,
silly,
and
silly, I
they
didn't, what I meant was more like, I get the impression that they
are
don't
having
take
fun.
themselves too seriously.
Yeah.
Like, of course they have things to say that are serious.
Well, here's what Darren said about violent pornography.
But
So Darren's the guitarist and he also a vocalist. He said, "I've always been a huge fan of disco music through my life. We have a song called Violent Pornography, and the lyrics are, it's a nonstop di disco. Bet you didn't know, bet you didn't know. That line means I love disco. That has nothing to do with the rest of the song, by the way."
I love that.
Things like
I
that.
love that. That's great.
But let's talk about the vocals. Well, obviously, yeah, the guitar. The rhythm work is amazing here. Like the time signatures, like in question, starts like in this, it's like 5/4, or it switches time signatures multiple times. A lot of these songs do that kind of thing. But and yeah, I love question because that one's like this existential song about life and death and all that stuff. Kind of we did an episode about that for But the vocals, that's always one of the biggest selling points of for System of a Down. Because it's hardcore guitars and rhythm and all kinds of screaming and stuff going on, but it's also has a beautiful and amazing vocal harmonies. And Serj
I mean,
Tankian is one of the best metal and like rock vocalists out there, in this day and age.
I one thing I was
And
impressed with this is just
Serj.
with the vocals and the harmonies and just in general, the composition is, I think, above
Well,
standard.
yeah. Well, yeah,
Just
Serj and Darren will do these, like, they'll harmonize, but then Serj will take off and do a different thing. Darren's doing a different thing.
like you can
And so they'll
tell,
harmonize and then they'll, like, disconnect from each other and then come back.
you can tell that I mean, unless they're just prodigies and just somehow did this naturally, which was amazing, but that you can tell there's a lot of thought put into
Yeah, no,
every
yeah.
moment of each song, you know,
Definitely.
and I was impressed by that, like.
Yeah, I mean, it's great stuff and it's just
Like, there's
fun to
not a
listen
single
to.
moment in this entire album that feels like they're just vibing. They're just,
Right.
they're, everything seems very intentional.
Attack. Yeah, and I didn't notice, but this is actually the shortest System of a Down album at 36 minutes. And it doesn't,
Yeah, for a metal
like I
album,
said, I mean, they
that
get straight to
surprised
the
me.
point. Like BYOB seems like a long song, but it really isn't that long, especially
No,
for the
four
things it's
fifteen.
talking about and the bass. And well, also they compact so many different rhythm changes and musical and melodies and like just they put so much into one song into one moment. I mean, 15 seconds of a System of a Down song is a roller coaster ride. It's just fucking crazy. Like, and that's you barely got into the song. So yeah, it's just a crazy experience condensed into a couple minutes, and yeah, I mean, yeah, doing laundry or driving to work is kind of weird listening to it, but I do, but like I said, listening to this while playing Helldivers or something like that is really is a lot of fun.
This is a
Another
fun
song.
little detail here.
What's that?
So old school Hollywood. And I noticed the Frankie Avalon reference in it.
Yeah, the baseball game, yeah.
He wrote the song after playing in a celebrity baseball game for charity. And he mentions Tony Dance and Frankie Avalon, who also played in the game. That's fun.
Oh yeah, Darren wrote. Yeah, that's cool. I would say, I mean, out of all the songs, I mean, like I said, I mean, since they're condensed and like they never overstay their welcome, I don't think there's a skip song here.
No, I.
Because let's say, yeah, like old school Hollywood, as soon as it kind of gets old, it's done.
Yeah.
And then you're in Lost in Hollywood. And that one is kind of the one that you don't want to end. And when it does, you're like, oh man, because
Yeah.
it's just an
If
amazing
there is
ballad. You know, all you maggots
a
smoking
criticism I
maggots.
could say about the album,
Then I'm on a.
is that the album kind of just ends.
Well, because it's meant to be one side of it
But
goes to
yeah,
Hypnotize.
true,
So
true.
like if you go, so Soldier side intro, and then you listen to the whole album, you listen to Lost in Hollywood, then you're meant to go to Hypnotize. And the last track of Hypnotize is Soldier Side. So yeah, they're meant to be put together. And I almost just did these two albums for my th album review and was just gonna argue about it. But you know, I chose not to.
We don't have strict rules with
But yeah,
these
if you listen
reviews.
to this alone, listening to this album by itself, yeah, it does just kind of sort of end, and you're like, you just want more. And as a fan back when it came out, I can't imagine how that felt, you know. But they both came out in the same year. So this one came out in May, and then Hypnotize came out in November.
Yeah.
And it is their final studio album.
That's crazy. So
Yeah.
they haven't done anything like, 'cause I know
I mean, they still
they're still
play.
active.
They're touring again. They
Like,
had a bit of a falling out for a while. Serj and the drummer had political disagreements, to say the least. But they've gotten back together and they did the songs Genocidal Humanoids and Protect the Land for Armenia. And you know, just bringing light to the Armenian genocide and just everything going over there, because that's where they're from. They're Armenian, so that's really cool. But and they have there's a lot of Armenian like folk and influence in their songs too, which is really adds to their distinct sound. But yeah. If you haven't listened to Symphony Down again, I don't know if this is like the ideal first album because it does has like the crazy songs like Violent Pornography, Cigarro, you know, stuff like that. But it also has such amazing, you know, bangers in it and like Lost in Hollywood and Revenge. I think that one's also understated. That's just a like when I'm playing Helldivers, that's just a fun one to fucking,
I
you know, go crazy
can see
with.
this being really good for that. Yeah, for Helldivers.
But yeah, I don't have much else to say other than check it out. I mean, you might want to start with like Toxicity, especially if you want something a bit more traditional metal. Well, traditional new metal, but if you want more experimental stuff and like avant-garde and like kind of gypsy like influence, I would go to this one. Especially songs like Question, you know, and stuff like that. Oh, and Sad Statue. I thought that's another kind of underrated one.
I like this a lot. This was a great
And
album.
the album cover. It's iconic. And the what's really cool is that Darren's dad, his father, painted the album cover.
Oh, that's cool. Shit.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And it's basically what, like the statue, like Lady Liberty looking down with us, but she's got the, she's hypnotizing us, you know, and this
Yeah.
one, the red eye, creepy. But it's a cool album cover.
That's very cool.
Anyways, switching gears again,
Yep.
going to Wilco.
Well,
Wait, actually,
next,
no. The Warning.
chronologically is Warning. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I talked about it a bit, but what's so special about The Warning is it's a three-piece band. They're all sisters,
Yeah.
and not, well, yeah, they're from Mexico, but most of their songs are English, and they sing the lead singer and guitarist, Daniela, or I'm sorry if I pronounce it wrong, but they just call her Danny though. But she
Yeah.
just kills it, man. And she's only like 25, and like her
Wow.
voice is getting better and maturing more, you know, as she gets
There's some
older, obviously, and
fantastic
she's just getting
vocals
more
in this
practice.
album. Just.
But fantastic vocals and just the enunciation, and like you would never think she's a native Hispanic, you know,
Yeah.
Spanish speaker. I her vocal control and enunciation is just amazing, and for that age, it's just
Oh, yeah.
crazy. And they so they first started, just their dad got them Rock Band, the game,
Yeah.
and they just started playing that together, and then that inspired them, and then they picked up real instruments. And a lot of kids, you
Hell
know, I
yeah.
partially got inspired to hop on guitar because of that, you know.
Yeah, I was playing Rock Band before I was playing actual guitar.
That definitely played a part in a lot of
I mean, I
people
didn't
of our
have
generation.
the drive to do anything with my guitar, but
Well, I mean, you
but
still,
still though.
things could still happen. But either way, and then they just play together, and they posted a couple cover songs on YouTube like 10 years, like 10 years ago, honestly. I mean, they're young when they were
Yeah.
like 14. And they did an Enter Sandman cover when they were like 13, 14, and it like kicked ass, and that got attention. And they already got offers from Nickelodeon, from Disney, from all these things to do like a kid band, like I don't know, like a TV show thing or just like
Yeah, I'm glad they
Disney
didn't do that.
radio or
That
whatever.
would
And
suck.
they got all these offers because they were like, oh, these talented, you know, young ladies here, make a killing with them, but they refused because they wanted to be a real
Good
band and like
on
do their own
them.
thing.
Yeah.
And like their first couple albums before this one were all self-produced,
Yeah.
self-made.
Wow. Wow.
So this one, Error, is their first big studio album, with Lava Records. And this is the first one, this is the one that really started taking them into the mainstream, and especially as a rock group in this day and age. You know, they played on MTV and all this stuff. They played a lot of festivals, touring in Europe, all this stuff.
Yeah.
But this is the one that's really started taking them off, and they're taking off even more with their new singles. But for this being their first studio produ you know, studio album,
Yeah. I mean,
crazy. Like the amount of
I wouldn't have guessed that this is their first studio album.
no, I mean, you
Like
would have thought
this.
they were a band that's been around a long time, that's had multiple
Yeah.
studio albums, and they keep changing their sound too. Like some of their newer songs have more of a poppy feel to them, kind of a Paramore vibe, which makes sense. They're inspired by
Yeah.
Hayley Williams. But they talked about like their inspirations, and they, you know, they say they listen to a lot of shit, you know, so and you know, you can tell there's a lot of stuff there. And I believe this, yeah, this album actually doesn't feature a Spanish spoken song, but I think their new one is going
No,
to
there's Amor, which
has
sounded like French.
Some French in it, yeah.
I don't know that for sure. It sounded like French.
Yeah,
I don't
but
speak French, so I don't. I'd,
they have a Spanish track on their new one and a couple of their older ones.
Nice.
But this one, I mean, like I said, they have a huge sound for just three
Oh, yeah.
people, a three-piece band. And yeah, there's obviously a lot that goes into, post-production and stuff and making an album. But listen to them live, their sound is even bigger live. It's
Wow.
heavier. In fact, most of these songs, actually, pretty much all of their stuff is better live. And that's not dissing the album, like their
Yeah.
recordings, but the energy. And they're also so young that they're just getting better and better.
That's
And
awesome.
so, like, with every live performance, it's getting better. And they just kept, well, with a three-piece band, you know this as well as I do. Each person has to kill it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
because you have
Yeah.
to when you just have a three-piece,
Being the weak
guitar,
link
drums, bass.
in a three-piece band sucks.
Well, yeah, then the whole band's falling apart.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that for five-piece, six-piece, but three-piece, it has
Yeah.
to be tight, it has to be
Like
cohesive.
if you're the guitarist in a three-piece band, you've got no other guitarist to back you up. You're
Yep,
just
you're
you are
doing rhythm
just
and
it.
lead
Yeah.
stuff.
If you're the
You
bassist in
have
a
to
three-piece band, you gotta be tight with that drummer.
be tight, and you also have to
Like,
fill that sound. You have to
yeah.
fill the sound. And drums
Oh
with
yeah.
any band, but three piece drums have to be more than that. Drums have to be
Yeah.
like fucking animalistic, man. Like, drums have to be absolutely not just perfect, but like kind of beyond that with a three
Yeah.
piece band.
You
It's whatever that means.
gotta
But yeah, drums have to be really good. And, by no coincidence, yeah, their drummer, Paulina, absolutely fucking
Yeah, fucking kills it.
nails it. She
Yeah.
kills it. They all kill it. Like, I see a lot of video. There's a lot of, well, because, they're attractive. And there's a lot of people that are like crushing on them and like filming the bassists. And like it just showing like her bass tracks by themselves, and like a lot of times she's playing a five string, but she plays the low end while Danny, the guitarist and vocalist, is playing the high ends, so you get this
Yeah.
octave sound. And that's kind of why, so if she's always playing a low end, guitar's playing higher ends and all that stuff, which is kind of what you sh well, not necessarily what you should do, but in that
It
sense,
makes
it does
sense. Yeah,
give
like
more scale to the sound with the octaves. But that's why a few of their songs do remind me of Royal Blood. Not that they feel like it's popping or like anything, but it just has that big, huge sound. And with a band like Royal
yeah.
Blood, which is just a two-piece, bass and drums, I mean, you have to compensate with that by having a huge sound.
Yeah.
But some of the songs here, I think some of the standouts, Money,
Yep.
I like the guitar riff in that, and
Money,
it has Choke.
yeah.
It has a Choke is a really big one, like a big epic, like
I
one.
liked Error.
Yeah, Air is
Error was
cool. I
good.
mean, they're all really cool. Breathe, I think, is a like kind of
Yeah.
it's the last track, but if you listen all the way through, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Evolve is one of my favorites.
That's,
There's
yeah.
just cool stuff melodically going on there, with the vocals and the instrumentation, but also lyrically. I've been watching Breaking Bad again, and the lyrics remind me of Breaking Bad. I'm not in danger. I'm the danger,
Yeah.
So I think of Walter White. So now, it adds cool factor to it. But listen to the album, but check out their live stuff on YouTube. There's a lot of good live stuff. There's a whole concert you can watch that's like professionally done.
Oh yeah.
There's, their performances, just various performances, but their live stuff just kills it. So like when you listen to the album, you'll be impressed, but when you listen to their live stuff, you'll actually kind of be like, wow, I wish they would have done it that way on the album even.
Yeah.
But that's not dissing it. It's just they're so good live, so electric, can just, yeah, huge sound there. But yeah, awesome. And yeah, it's just so cool to have not just see a new rock group, get into the scene, but also, a foreign rock group,
Yeah.
and just they're all sisters and they're so young. So, I mean, if they keep it up, I mean, they're gonna be, they could crash and burn, who knows? But, I would hope not. And I also wouldn't think so, because they have the fire, they have the passion, and it's just cool to see this kind of happening, just seeing a new group just kind of blow up.
Yeah, this is,
Because I went
yeah.
from, personally, I went from like not knowing anything about them, saw a YouTube video, and then I was just seeing other people talking about like how, wow, they're killing it, they're making it into the scene, and just getting better and better. It's not just like a afterthought. One critic said, "The Warning is on a is a band on the warpath, spearheading an album with so much lyrical and musical energy. Their sound has a mix of well-tuned guitar parts, which are electrifying and atmospheric. And on their album Error, the trio become titans of their art." Alternative Press called the album a rock radio ready beast. It's definitely rock radio, like, but
Yeah.
it's good rock radio.
No, yeah.
It's like that comfort food, like, rock music. I think would be a good way to explain it.
Yeah.
But I went on and on about it. I know you mentioned a couple of your favorite tracks, but it's just like what's your vibe from it? Or like,
I
were
thought
you
it
surprised
was
or?
it well the intro track kind of starts out kind of slow and
Subdued.
quiet and
Yeah.
subdued, and then it jumps into with Choke, and then never lets up.
Yeah.
And it's
Yeah, pretty
awesome.
much.
Yeah, I mean, again, yeah, Choke, Money, Kool-Aid Kids, I thought was
Oh
pretty
yeah,
good.
Kool-Aid Kids is a good
Yeah,
one.
Amor, I thought that was a pretty good one. Error. I thought they the vocals were amazing, not just the lead singer, but they had the harmonies and the
Oh yeah,
backing
the harmonies,
vocals
yeah.
were fantastic. And yeah, like you said, for a three-piece band, they all have to be just on top of it. And they
Yeah.
are the whole album. It's great.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, watch their live stuff. They prove it, And man, some of their new singles, they just released this one, Automatic Sun. It's a big, huge, like, epic song.
Oh
And then they have some poppy ones. More is kind of a poppy one, but it's really cool. And then they have this kind of this. There's this other song they released. I believe it's called "Keep Me Sick" or "Sick," something like that.
yeah. Oh,
And
nice.
it's it reminds me of like 2000s alt rock, like not like Strokes, but like White Stripes, Black Keys. Like
Yeah,
it reminds me of
yeah.
that kind of stuff. But with their spin on it, with their big epic sound, like. I think with all their songs, even their poppy ones, have that still end up having that huge sound, or and
Yeah.
that's really cool. It's cool. It's a cool band, cool album, and if you're into that kind of thing, you love it.
Yeah,
Anyways,
I thought it was great.
now. After the calm after the storm,
Yeah,
Wilco.
switching gears, getting ready for bed,
Well,
chilling
getting ready for bed,
out.
but also I kind of figured out with just Wilco in general, amazing like road trip like driving music. like
Oh
just
yeah.
driving out in the desert, like
Yeah.
great stuff. Like
Great,
it just
driving
vibes so
through
well.
an empty desert road music. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So this is they're I mean they've come out with they came out with another album the year before this, Cruel Country. This is their most recent one, and it's kind of I don't know how to say it. Not a return to form. Oh, hi, Domino. Cat. Not a return to form, but a sort of, I think, breaking out of a slump for Wilco, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So they I would break Wilco up into three sort of their albums into three sort of like eras. So there was their first three albums, AM being there in Summer Teeth, basically in the 90s, where they were because for background, Wilco came out of Uncle Tupelo, which we talked about on another album reviews, broke up, and half of those members formed a band called Son Volt, and the other half formed Wilco. So they're kind of an indirect continuation of that. So those first three albums, while they're fantastic albums, I think they're kind of still trying to find their own sound. And then you had this era starting with Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, which is, I think, their most like critically acclaimed album.
Oh yeah, that one's great.
It's famous
I think that's
for, I mean, there's a documentary about it, for they basically signed with a record studio, made the album, then the record studio decided that the album was too experimental and wouldn't finish producing it, and just wanted it out of the deal. So they basically said, just take your album and get out. So they took the album and then they found someone else to release it. So that album started, I think it's kind of like the classic era of Wilco with, I think, some of their best albums. And then The Whole Love in 2011, which is a great album, was their first album where they were completely self-produced. No outside anyone. They have their own studio, just completely self-funded, self-produced, all of that. And that is a good album, but I think all of their subsequent albums since then, up until this one, kind of, I don't know how to say it. I think they have a problem with their songs overstay their welcome. And some of them sound kind of samey, all that sort of stuff.
It all kind of blends together.
A lot of weird experimental white noise stuff going on.
Yeah.
In 2022, they released Cruel Country, which was, as it sounds, a country album, which was a departure, but was kind of bland. And then there's this album, which is their first album since 2009 that they've worked with an outside producer. So, they weren't the only creative influence on the album. And I think it pays off. I think it's a good mix of there's that folky sort of like
I'm just looking at some reviews. In this first review that came out, just search the album, and I think this guy sums it up pretty well, better than
Yeah.
I, maybe not better than you could, but better than I could. It says, "I've been a long time fan of Wilco, and some recent efforts I've liked less than others. This is a completely different animal. I really can't put into words how brilliant this set of songs works on so many levels. It's a slow burn, but it hooks you in. I think it will stand the test of time as one of their best efforts." And at least as a newbie in the Wilco that's only listened to Yankee Hotel Foxtrot and like some just songs.
I know I've forced you to listen to Sky Blue Sky
Sky Blue Sky,
on
yeah.
our road trip, yeah.
Yeah, when that was great. But like this album, and yeah, I used to listen to similar kind of stuff like Dandy Warhols and stuff. But like this album kind of brought me back to like 2015, autumn 2015, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? High school vibes. But it I think slow burn's a good way to describe it, because like
Yeah.
if you've, especially going from System Down to this, you're like, oh, where's the hook? Where's the, like,
There's no hook in this album.
it's a slow burn and it just keeps going and it builds. The songs do a really cool, like, acoustically, like sonically, just builds on each other. And like, yeah, you have that white noise there that kind of continues through, but it's like orchestrally, like the way it's put together, like it just keeps you, you want to keep listening to see what's going to happen next. What is Jeff Tweedy going to say next? Or what's just musically what's going to happen next? And I'm not going to lie, especially you have to be in the right, and this is just my experience just listening to it for this episode. You have to be in the right headspace. You have to be in the right mood for this. Well, for any of these albums, I mean, but, and then it just hit me. Like, as I was listening to it, driving to work and like just running errands, this is the kind of album that you put on and it just slowly kind of, it starts to reel you in. Like, the opening track,
Infinite surprise, yeah.
the Infinite Surprise, like that one, almost 6 minute song, and it almost seems like one of those songs that overstays its welcome, right? But it keeps building and building. Like, it, you want to keep listening to it, and I think this whole album does a great job of doing that. Like,
Yeah.
as soon as you think, oh, this song has gone on too long, something new happens and it keeps you there. It keeps you hooked
Yeah.
in.
I think
And,
the
but yeah, it's great
only
stuff.
kind of criticism I might have of this album is that it lacks a little bit of a bite
It
in a
doesn't
lot of
have
it
much of a
tracks. Like
bite.
some of Wilco's best albums, I think, do have tracks that have a bite to them.
It's
Like
very chill.
Nels
It's
Klein, you know, is a extremely talented guitarist. I don't think he gets a lot of opportunities to really shine in this.
here on Reddit, speaking of Nels, this guy, Univ297, says, seriously, I hate those kind of comments. Reminds me of Nick Cave fans bring back the Drums Crusade, or Radiohead fans complaining about Kid A not having enough guitars.
Yeah.
Nels is a fantastic guitar player. He does so much more than just shred. This idea that Nels is somewhat constrained or limited by Wilco is ridiculous and, most of all, immensely disrespectful to Nels himself, who is much more than just a shredder. I actually think Cruel Country has the best guitar playing of his Wilco career. He's absolutely all over that record. If you've seen him live, you know how much he has of those songs.
Yeah.
Now, shredding is not just is just another tool in Wilco's vast sonic palette, and one not used often, because it doesn't fit most songs. And yeah, he basically goes on to say that he, plays the fit the album.
Yeah, I mean, I respect that part of it. I do think there's not a lot of memorable moments that you can point out to a specific, you know, member of the band, which might be a good thing for the album.
It's like a, it almost has like a ambient,
Yeah.
it's like ambient indie, like ambient rock, like
It's just a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's a co like this it's a cozy album, has a warm vibe. And I love that they went and experiment on it. It's concise and does exactly what it
Yeah.
sets out to do. I don't know if it's their best album, but it's great.
It is a little bit cozier and brighter than some of their more previous more recent works. Wilco generally, especially if you listen to the lyrics, can have some depressing
Ten Dead. That was
stuff in it.
I like Ten Dead, that
Oh yeah.
track.
Yeah.
And that's one of the kind of depressing tracks, but it's in fact that track actually reminded me just the vibe of it and everything lyrically remind me of like Day in the Life by the Beatles.
Yeah.
The whole idea like well, because like in that song, John Lennon's talking. You know, I read the news today. There was a car crash. There was a shooting. Like
Yeah.
all this stuff happening. And then this song is a similar vibe. I woke up, heard the radio, 10 dead, 10 dead, and went back to
Yeah.
sleep. You know, like
Jeff
it's
Tweedy, I
just
think,
kind
is
of.
a fantastic lyricist.
Yeah.
Which is funny because by all accounts of like interviews I've heard from him, I've read a bit of his book about songwriting. He doesn't consider lyrics to be really all that important.
No,
Like
personally, I mean,
he makes it very
it
clear if you look up his thought, like, 'cause he's been open about his thoughts on songwriting and his process. He is like, it's about the melody. It's about the composition.
I would tend to agree. It's more about the melody, about the composition. Does it just sound right?
Yeah.
Does it syncopate right? The lyrics and what I like about that kind of songwriting style, and there's a lot of people that kind of have said similar things. Like when people were bugging Kurt Cobain about like Rape Me and like about songs like that, he was like, it doesn't really mean anything, it's not really referencing anything, it's just something I decided to say in the song, you know, and it
Yeah.
just felt right. And but what I like about that kind of songwriting mentality and style, where you just kind of just say stuff, or you know, and I've done that before where I have lyrics that really don't have anything to do with anything or don't mean anything, at least
Yeah.
personal. Like it's not, oh, this big revelation about my life, or like I'm not trying to make a statement. I'm just throwing words together that sound cool.
Yeah, I've done my sh
Right.
plenty of that. Yeah.
But what I like about that, it leaves. It's open to interpretation by the listeners. So, like, when you have lyrics like that that aren't, precise and like have a specific meaning or like a,
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, then the listener can kind of interpret it in all kinds of different ways and find a different meaning. Like, everybody can find a different meaning in
Yeah.
songs. And I think
Yeah.
that's really
Yeah.
cool.
I know Tweedy is he's a fan of the style of songwriting where you just record yourself mumbling
Yeah.
a mumbling a melody and then you listen to it later and figure out lyrics. Like
Yeah, you just put words together,
yeah.
either if it rhymes or if it just sounds cool together or
Yeah.
whatever. Yeah.
But
It's like free
yeah,
verse
I'm
poetry where you're just saying
Yeah.
things and just like
Oh yeah.
you just make it, you know, go to a coffee shop, poet. You know, poetry open, or just yeah,
Yeah.
poetry open mic, and like, you'll hear that kind of thing a lot, where people just get up there and they're like, sadness, it's in my head. I think we're all dead. Unicorns across the sky, blah blah blah.
As
I'm drunk,
yeah, I
you know.
as silly as it sounds though, like if, as a someone who's like at least attempted to write lyrics before, doing that into a tape recorder is a good way to actually come up with ideas.
It's a good exercise. And
Like
then you
it's
could
a good
actually come
exit.
up with something
Yeah.
real, or at least, you know, and there's
Well, the
some songs like.
mentality of you might go in a tape recorder and just say stuff, and
Yeah.
maybe 10% of it is usable, but that 10% might be good.
Yeah.
Like,
Well, like going back to System of a Down, Darren was talking about violent pornography with a nonstop disco part, like all that. He
yeah.
was like, that has nothing to do with the song. It was just
Just
he just like just he basically just saying I like disco and whatever. But like sometimes, you know, you'll have songs that, you know, you have a well thought out thing for the verse or for the chorus, but then you're like, oh, what the fuck am I gonna put here? And then you just say whatever,
yeah.
and that like that's fine.
One thing
It doesn't have
that
to.
I like with this album, and Jeff Tweedy, he always manages to do this for me, is it does kind of make me rethink when I listen to it, like songwriting in general. Like, it makes me rethink what you need for a song to be a song, you know,
Yeah.
because they do all sorts of stuff in this album that like is kind of weird, or different melodies with the vocals that maybe I would not have thought about doing a vocal melody in that way. And it feels weird, but it still works, you
Yeah.
know? But yeah, I just maybe I'd been listening to this album and
Hot in here.
maybe thought it would be a good excuse to talk about Wilco properly a little bit rather than just as in the context of Dad
In
Rock.
passing,
Yeah.
in Dad Rock, we gotta do another Dad Rock episode. Get some dads
Oh
on
yeah.
here, get some guests.
It's been too long.
But yeah, check out those albums. It's always fun talking about them, but this has gone on way too long. I gotta get going. You gotta get going.
Yeah.
We will see you guys next week. Well, we won't see you, but you'll see
Yeah,
us. Maybe I don't know. You'll hear us.
you'll
You'll
hear
hear from
us.
us. You'll hear this.
I
But what are we doing next week? I kind of forgot. We are gonna continue our Wolverine commentaries. Logan's
think I know what we're
next,
doing next week,
so
but
that might be coming up. But either way, we'll be back next week for another episode of the Odd Drunk Podcast.
yeah.
Stay frosty, stay safe out there, and keep it real.
Yeah.
This is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test. The Odd Drunk Podcast recommends you follow their Instagram and join their Facebook group for more fun content. To visit all of our current streaming and social media platforms, visit the link tree in the description. If you enjoy the show, we would be appreciated it if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts. The Odd Drunk Podcast would like to remind you to drink responsibly and not to drink and drive.